You're listening to Press Row, live from Radio Row at SEC Media Days 2016, presented by Ruby Falls and Ruby Falls Zipstream Aerial Adventure.
We're back at SEC Media Days, Press Row, here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone, where we have been joined this segment by Brandon Cablano, the center for the Georgia Bulldogs. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us. Just kind of curious, in your last 3 years here, you've kind of had to adjust from Mike Bobo's offense to Brian Schottenheimer's offense to Jim Chaney's offense. How has that adjustment been?
It's been a pretty crazy ride. Never thought it would be like that. But, it's not been bad. You know, Coach Shotty's offense was tried to keep it similar as Coach Bobo's, and Coach Chaney's offense to Bobo's is almost identical. It's been a smooth transition, but it's been a good one.
As far as the terminology, you've kind of got to lead this team. We don't know who the quarterback of Georgia is going to be. So how much of an adjustment is that? Not only, having to lead the team, but a lot of new terminology with a new offensive coordinator.
It's been different, you know, but just stay focused and keep playing and learn a lot. And coaches have been amazing, been able to teach us, so it hasn't been too difficult.
You've got Jim Chaney and you've got Sam Pittman that you're working with. Those are a couple of big old fellas. Do you like having big old guys coaching you?
Yeah. I love my coaches. They're awesome, especially when you get them two together. It doesn't get any better than that. But they've been really amazing.
They've been together at Tennessee. They've been together at Arkansas. Kirby upstairs called them a great combo. That familiarity. What makes them so much fun as a twosome?
Yeah. When they get together, they're just funny guys. But they have a great relationship. I think it helps a lot being able to teach and make sure we're doing what we're doing.
You're listening to Brandon Cablano here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Brandon, as the center, how are the quarterback's hands different in your unique perspective?
It doesn't really make a difference. They all feel the same.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good. I've actually kind of always wondered that. On a different question, who this year do you want to beat most?
I want to win each game. You know, I'm not really focused on a single opponent. Right now, we're just focused on winning the summer and then focus on North Carolina. So that's what's this week.
And the reason I ask, we're kind of halfway between Tennessee, the University of Tennessee, and down there where you guys are in Athens. How painful was that loss last year?
Yeah, it definitely hurt a lot. You know, that last one-minute drive, we didn't get it completed. We dropped that beautiful pass. So that one hurt a lot, but we'll be back and be ready to compete.
Now a lot of people, and come Thursday it'll probably play out that way, a lot of people think that could be for the East.
It's possible. You never know. It's really whoever is the best on that Saturday. So the SEC is a wild and crazy league, so we'll see.
You're listening to Brandon Cablano, the Georgia center, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Talk about just your media days experience. It's been fun doing this for years. The Todd Gurleys, the Aaron Murrays that come through, and what they go through. What has this been like for you? Because you were saying earlier, private planes are nice, but they're a little smallish for an offensive lineman.
Yes. We fly on, I forgot what Coach Smart calls it, but he doesn't like to call it a private plane. But we're trying to get a real private plane. But it's been an amazing experience. It's a great honor to be here, and it's pretty crazy here, that's for sure.
And then finally, what does a college player do here? It's not even technically mid-July quite yet. I guess around August 1st, you guys are going to be getting it going. Have you had a vacation yet? What do you do with these last couple of weeks of July, which is really the calm before the storm?
Yeah, just get ready for camp, and that's the big thing. Make sure you're focused. Make sure you're getting your body ready for a long season.
And then finally, to slip one last one in, a lot of people want to know what that offensive line is going to look like. How do you see it shaking out, and how soon would you like Coach Pittman to kind of pick the five best guys to go with?
We have I think it's 28 practices before the first game. So, they normally take the first about 10, 15 practices to really shape the line. But I think it's going to be great. We got a lot of good guys, so we'll see what happens.
Great. Brandon Cablano, thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. We'll be back with more as we broadcast all week here from SEC Media Days in the Birmingham suburb of Hoover, Alabama. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.